SR Services, 407 Barry Street in Montpelier, 223-6577.
All right, we're back. We go to the phone. Let's give a nice warm Radio Vermont welcome this morning to Vermont Governor Peter Shumlin. Governor, thank you for joining us. How are you this morning?
Hey, great to be with you, Mark.
So this is good news for the workers at IBM?
It really is. You know, as you know, there's been a lot of uncertainty about the future of IBM being in the semiconductor business for years. And GlobalFoundries is a company that is committed to being a worldwide leader in exactly what we do at Essex Junction, which is research and development and manufacturing of some of the best chips that you can find anywhere in the world.
Why is this company still pursuing this when others are not?
Well, we have to remember that others are, and GlobalFoundries wants to be the worldwide leader in this sector, which is why it's such good news for us. I mean, what's happened with IBM since 1957 when they came to Vermont is that their corporate mission has changed. Obviously, they're not really now focused on the manufacturing of chips. It's less than 1% or about 1% of what they do. And we've seen a slow but steady decline in the workforce there as they've moved on to really focus on different sectors of business. They're a service business now. What GlobalFoundries wants to be is the worldwide leader in both research and development and manufacturing of chips. Why this is such good news is we've got 4,000 of the most dedicated, innovative workers that you can find anywhere in the world. And really, the people we should be thanking today are those employees, the Vermont innovative workforce that we've got there, because GlobalFoundries recognizes that they're making chips that you can't find anywhere else in the world. They're making them right there in Essex Junction. If you pick up a cell phone, it has at least one or maybe 9 or 10 chips made at that plant. And that's a resource that GlobalFoundries needs.
What was the worst-case scenario that you were imagining here that did not come to pass?
Well, I don't think there's been a governor in the last 15 years in Vermont who hasn't worried that IBM's chip manufacturing plants could go south on us. Let's be honest about this. And there's been a lot of uncertainty created by the lack of confidence about where we were headed, where IBM was headed. So this is the best possible outcome for Vermont, in my view, having a company come in that have resources, that understand how valuable our workforce is, that wants to not only keep the people that we have working there now, but wants to grow more in the future, and say, we're in, and we really want to make this a success. So my job as governor is to partner with them, and you know, I'm meeting with the CEO at 1 o'clock today, to find ways that we can really make this a great outcome for the state.
Do they want anything? For example, I mean, are they going to push you for the circumferential highway? What are you thinking on that?
You know, the circ is really ancient history, I think, even for IBM. They recognized a long time ago that circ was never going to be built. And I think they were relieved when we came up with 31 projects that would alleviate traffic into the IBM plant without fighting over a circ that was probably never going to get built. So, you know, the circ really is not the issue here. The issue is that IBM is obviously they're no longer interested in actually being the R&D center and the manufacturing center for this form of chips, but they need them. So the good news for us is IBM will still in many ways be our partner because they have partnered with GlobalFoundries for a 10-year contract to buy these chips from GlobalFoundries. So instead of having two companies that were competing for employees, competing for jobs, they're now united in their mission, and that's great news for Vermont.
Just two other questions. Do they need all the infrastructure, all the buildings that are there?
You know, they've indicated to me, I spoke with the CEO this morning, that their goal is not only to obviously have a robust business that they currently have, but to continue to grow it. So those are conversations that we'll be having with them going forward. But I'm very optimistic about their intention not only to keep what we have, but to find ways to innovate going forward. And, you know, really, I can't emphasize enough, and this has not been well reported, I don't think, in the last several months as we discussed this possibility. Our employees at this plant are out thinking, out manufacturing, out innovating everybody in the world when it comes to those little chips that we need in cell phones. I mean, that technology is really unique to what's been developed and manufactured here in Vermont. And there's a robust market for those chips. So what GlobalFoundries is saying is, hey, we see this as a real opportunity. What I'm saying as governor is, let's do everything we can in Vermont to take this opportunity and make it even brighter, more jobs, more economic activity. You know, let's make this one of the centers of Vermont's economic revival going forward.
What about tax incentives?
Well, you know, we're going to, I'm going to obviously be meeting with them about all kinds of ways that we can partner together. But, you know, what I want to do is listen carefully to how we can help them be more competitive in what is a very competitive worldwide market.
Mm-hmm. Well, last question. This is, I know sometimes you've been in business too. Sometimes you have to actually pay somebody to get rid of an asset because it's losing you so much money. But this is breathtaking. Paying somebody $1.5 billion to take your business off your hands?
Yeah, you know, I don't know much about the details of the negotiations, so I'm not going to speculate on it. All I can tell you is I'm not sure it's quite that simple. IBM has now entered into a proprietary relationship with Global Foundries that allows IBM to have access to what they need without actually having to make it. So there's some dollar value to that.
Mm-hmm. Thank you for your time this morning. I appreciate it.
Hey, thanks so much, Mark.
Governor Peter Shumlin joining us this morning to discuss the announcement that was made reported late last night. It wasn't officially announced until this morning that Global Foundries, which is part of the investment arm of the government of Abu Dhabi, has announced that they're going to be taking IBM, basically folding them into their operation. And as you heard the governor mentioning, they have made this commitment to keep the to pursue the technology that's being done here in Vermont and to keep the some 4,000 people that work there, thank goodness, continuing to work there. Your thoughts, comments, welcome. Love to hear what you think about this deal. Maybe some of you that have been involved with the company in the past have some insight into what this is all about. Maybe some of you know more about Global Foundries. Love to hear that. 244-1777 is our local number. And you can also reach us toll-free at 877-291-8255. We'll take a quick commercial break. We'll be back right after these important announcements.
We are high performance, low pressure. Walker Volkswagen on the Barry Montpelier Road is celebrating its grand reopening, and you are invited. We have finished our dealership's renovation and expansion project and are excited to share our passion for Volkswagen with you. We are so excited that we are giving away a new Volkswagen Beetle. I told you we are seriously celebrating. Take advantage of Walker Volkswagen's grand reopening celebration with our deeply discounted upfront pricing that eliminates all the gimmicks and stressful negotiations in buying your next car. When combined with 0% financing on every 2014 Volkswagen model, you can save thousands of dollars. Join in Walker Volkswagen's grand reopening celebration on the Barry Montpelier Road. See how you can be driving an affordable German-engineered European-style Volkswagen. Stop by, call, or click walkervt.com to see why we are Vermont's source for everything Volkswagen. Oh, and remember to ask us about the Volkswagen Beetle giveaway.
Thinking about doing some projects on your home? A home improvement loan from Granite Hills Credit Union is the answer. It's quick and easy. Borrow up to $10,000 with this personal loan at a great fixed low rate. No appraisal or title search required. Remodel your kitchen, replace your roof, or add a room. You decide. Looking to do a larger project? We have home equity loans with new lower rates or a line of credit that allows the flexibility of check writing. Give us a call, stop in, or visit us at granitehills.org to find out how you can make your remodeling dreams come true.
Granite Hills Credit Union is an equal housing lender and is federally insured by the NCUA.
The condition of your teeth impacts your entire health. All Smiles Family Dental Center features an artisan quality denture lab on the Barry Montpelier Road. Now you don't have to travel for affordable dentures. purchase our comfortable and natural-appearing dentures within 90 days, and we'll pay for your oral exam and digital x-rays. Please don't hesitate to learn more or to arrange a free initial consultation. Call 476-8700. That's 476-8700. Or visit MyVTSmiles.com. All smiles on the Barry Montpelier Road. Are you all smiles?
All smiles, all smiles.
At 802 Honda, we're not only the fastest growing Honda dealership in Vermont, we're also the number one volume dealer of certified Hondas. Hi, this is Bentley and Dave. In October, customers get three great offers on our certified pre-owned Hondas.
Every certified Honda will be equipped with a hands-free cradle for your cell phone because it is the law. Every certified pre-owned Honda will also be eligible for 1.9% financing for up to 60 months. And when you finance at 1.9, you'll have no payments until January of 2015. You will love our low-pressure sales approach.
And you'll be back because of our top-ranked service department.
802 Honda's certified pre-owned sales event. Hands-free cell phone cradle with every purchase, 1.9% financing up to 60 months, and no payments until next year. So click on 802honda.com for details, call 844-802-HONDA, or drive I-89 to exit 7 for less than 1 minute off the interstate.
802 Honda, driving to be Vermont's number one Honda dealer.
Financing for well-qualified buyers. See dealer for details.
244-1777 is our local number. Toll-free 877-291-8255. Among the guests that will join us tomorrow, this is good timing. We're going to have the former CEO of Charles Schwab. Maybe they know a little bit about this whole industry. All right, let's scoot on up to Burlington. Carl, how you doing this morning?
Hi, Mark. With the new owners, I wonder if the women will be required to wear burkas.
Oh, I don't think so.
Well, that does raise a very serious point about our predominance, and we invented the solid-state stuff, and our military, we have proprietary chips that they have to have in their equipment, and it's not, you know, it's secret stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just something that it's a real shame to our country that we're losing.
Hmm. All right. That's a take I hadn't expected on this, but I appreciate your point of view.
I think we should know more about the Abu Dhabi, the owners.
Mm-hmm.
They're Arabs, we know that.
Yeah.
So are we going to be, the Muslims will be having this now?
Well, I don't think that's going to be the case here.
I think it's there. It's open for question.
Yeah. All right, well, thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Yep.
244-1777. That's our local number in Central Vermont. You can also reach us toll-free at 877-291-8255. All right, let's go to Hyde Park. Ken, what's going on?
Yeah, hey Mark. I get a feeling that the Global Foundry folk are saying things in ways that people can hear what they really want to hear out of it. So yeah, they want to stay in the cell phone chip business, but it's unclear that they're going to upgrade Essex Junction to be able to produce the next generation of chips. It's incredibly expensive. It's when you get into real nanofab, and a nanofab plant would involve Peru went for about $5 billion to build it.
Wow.
It's got to be so tightly hooked into bedrock and so solidly built that it doesn't vibrate. You don't think about Essex Junction vibrating, but if you put a nanoscale vibration meter in there, you'll see the buildings rocking back and forth.
Mm.
And upgrading that facility to be able to handle nanoscale fabrication would be probably more expensive than creating a new nanofab plant.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to go. Everybody's familiar. A lot of people are familiar with Moore's Law, which is that the power of a computer chip doubles every year and a half to 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
Moore's second law is that the cost of the fabrication plant to build that will be proportional to the power of the chip.
Mm-hmm.
And we have in Essex Junction a plant that was built for this generation of chips, the stuff that's going out right now.
Right.
It's very unclear that they're going to be willing to make the investment in making it able to do the next generation. I think that's what Peru is going to be.
Mm-hmm.
So the good news is that a lot of people who, a lot of the top, oh, and also, if you look at the Peru plant, it's very tightly tied with nanotechnology programs within the State University of New York. We don't have anything comparable to that Vermont.
Yeah.
And it's, the fabrication is much more a science than it is an engineering issue. Because you're getting down, you're getting into stuff called Brownian motion, and everything vibrates weirdly, and you don't really know what's going on. It's a whole weird world.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's good news for a lot of the people at IBM Essex Junction right now, but I suspect that their future will be across the lake and not at Essex Junction. I also suspect that what we did was to buy a bunch of time to be able to think about how we can taper something up at the same time we're tapering down the Essex Junction facility.
Wow. Like what?
Isn't that a good question? If I had the answer to that, this would be a very expensive phone call.
Yeah. You might even be elected to an office.
It's an interesting question. But
all right, so if you had to guess, how long do you think that transition that you're talking about out of Essex happens?
I would guess 5 to 10 years.
All right.
And we'll be lucky if it really goes 10 years. They might well have an R&D operation here, but it's sort of like, go back and look at the chips we were making 10 years ago. You wouldn't buy a device that had them in it right now.
Right. Yeah. Thank you for your call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks, Mark.
244-1777 is our local number. Toll free, 877-291-8255. Huh. All right. That's certainly a different take. Let me take a moment of your time. If you're looking for a great place to go for lunch today, you could head right down the road to Red Hen Cafe and Bakery, right off of Interstate 89, exit 9 Middlesex. Always two fabulous soups available. Nice to know that as the weather gets a little chillier here. Huh? And also, of course, the great sandwiches they make each and every day, right there ready for you to pick up first thing in the morning, so you could even pick up lunch on the way in. And if you can somehow resist not buying the Danish while you're buying lunch, that's you're more powerful than some of us, me included. So I would encourage you to stop in there first thing in the morning. They do open at 7 a.m., 8 on Sundays. And you can stop there. They close at 4 on Monday afternoons, 6 every other afternoon. So you can also stop there on the way home, pick up a couple of loaves of bread for dinner. A lot of great Vermont food products are in there, too. So you could even find all the ingredients you may need to make a fabulous dinner, including maybe a nice little bottle of wine there, a couple of bottles of Vermont beer, too. And they always have great dessert selections, too. Did I really even need to tell you that? I think you kind of knew that. Red Hen Cafe and Bakery, where the cafe is beautiful, and even on dark, dismal days, somehow sunshine is able to sneak in there. It's just that kind of a place. You'll find Red Hen right on Route 2 in Middlesex, and it is right there off the highway, so it's not any big adventure for you to find it. Red Hen Cafe and Bakery, right off of Interstate 89, exit 9 in Middlesex. Coming up tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk with Representative Warren Kitzmiller. He's going to join us to talk about the program that he and his deceased wife, Karen, a really great woman, died of cancer years back. It's a project that he's had to have people donate coats, and timely with the winter season coming up. Also coming up tomorrow on the program, we're going to talk about mold. And we'll talk with our local naturopath about that, who's been doing some research on something that, well, you know, is actually more prevalent than you think in your home, and in some cases can be pretty darn dangerous. We'll also continue to tell you more about the IBM Global Foundries deal. As I mentioned, we'll have the former CEO of Charles Schwab. I think he might be helpful in this conversation, too. 244-1777, that's our local number in Central Vermont. And you can also reach us toll-free at 877-291-8255. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back right after these important announcements.
Hey, where are you and the kids going with your sneakers?
I'm headed to First & Fitness to use the $150 gift I got with signing up for a year membership.
First and Fitness gave you a $150 gift for joining?
Yeah, I'm using mine for childcare so I can enjoy my workout without worrying. Plus, when you join, kids 10 and under get a free pool membership.
Wow, I've been dying to get a personal trainer to help me get motivated. Could I use my $150 gift for that?
You bet. And lots of other great services, too. My friend Sue is using hers for swim lessons for her son. And my mom is getting her own locker and towel service. Or use your gift for TRX group training or dual club membership.
But isn't there a big enrollment fee?
No, First and Fitness lowered it to just $20.
I'm glad I ran into you. I'm heading to First and Fitness to join now.
Visit First and Fitness in Montpelier and Berlin and take advantage of this special offer, good for a limited time.
It's Chevy Truck Month at Cody Chevrolet Cadillac, now through November 3rd. Buy a new 2014 Chevy Silverado All-Star Double Cab LT and receive a total value package savings of over $9,500. Or get a total value package savings of over $8,500 on a new 2014 All-Star Crew Cab LT. See us for details. So hurry in today during Chevy Truck Month at Cody Chevrolet Cadillac on the Barry Montpelier Road, Central Vermont's number one Chevy dealer. Another reason, Cody is why, Chevy's the buy. Chevrolet, find new roads.
Are you tired of the same old bingo?
It's time to jazz up your fun with the new Super Bingo Instant Ticket from the Vermont Lottery. You could win $15,000 cash instantly. There are four chances to win, and all non-winning tickets can be entered into the second chance drawing. It's out with the old and in with the new. Now that's a Super Bingo. Please play responsibly.
Here's something delicious. Now at the Home Depot, the more kitchen cabinets you buy, the more you'll save. Up to $10,000. So let's put the best names in cabinetry within reach. Craftmate, Thomasville, American Woodmark. Right now, the more, the merrier. Let's do this. Buy more, save more on select cabinetry. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Valid through November 2nd, U.S. only. See store for details.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. Don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
A community is more than houses on a street, more than schools and stoplights and stores. It's a place where you can't drive down the road without someone waving at you. Without people, there is no community. We're lucky. Lamoille County has a lot of good people. We want everyone to succeed, our children to regularly attend school and graduate on time, our families to have financial stability, good housing, and access to health care. At United Way, our work is about empowering people, giving them a hand up, not a hand out. Call us to find out how you can help. 888-3252.
I love Hunger Mountain Co-op because it gives me the opportunity to be part of my local food system, and that system feeds me. I'm Andrea Stander from Montpelier, Vermont, and I've been a member owner of the Hunger Mountain Co-op since 1997.
For the latest weather forecast, call the WDEV weather phone, 800-585-1211 or 244-1172. The WDEV weather phone, sponsored by Twin City Subaru, on the Berlin Mall Road. Stop in today and let one of the gurus introduce you to Vermont's unofficial state car.
244-1777, our local number, toll-free 877-291-8255. Let's head over to Jericho. Jim, how you doing this morning?
Good morning, Mark. I'm doing well. I watched Governor Shumlin's interview on TV this morning, and then from there I switched back to the kitchen and listened to your program. And this IBM deal sounds and looks very familiar to a Verizon Fairpoint of 5, 6, 7 years ago. It almost looks scary.
You know, that's funny that you mentioned that, because when I was talking to somebody about this story this morning, I said, I hope that this isn't the next landline business.
Yeah. Well, what surprised me was when the governor mentioned that IBM's portion of the business was only like 1 or 1.5% was in the chip part of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, that surprised me a little bit, too.
I was shocked at that.
Yeah.
And I think that's what raised my awareness. You know, here's somebody that's, you know, trying to get rid of something that's, you know, it just reminded me so much of the communication transfer.
Yeah, and that,
it's a little scary.
Well, and the technology, you know, obviously moves so fast. And
definitely.
One thing that's modern today, you know, 2 years from now, it's you know, seven generations old.
Yeah, yeah.
So is there anything that the state of Vermont could do in the meantime? I mean, you know, we were talking earlier about this idea of Ken was talking about an idea of sort of tapering up while this tapers down. But, boy, I don't know what industries out there that we're going to be drawn in here.
Well, I was just going to say, if I knew what would be tapering up, I'd probably invest in it.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Yeah.
I mean, we are in stiff competition with New York State.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a given. You can just see their ads on TV all the time.
Yeah.
But, it just kind of struck me kind of funny.
Mm-hmm.
I said, boy, I think I've seen something like this before.
Yeah. Thanks for your call.
You're quite welcome, Mark.
244-1777. That's our local number in Central Vermont. Toll free, 877-291-8255. All right. Sounds like we may be just buying ourselves some time here, which I guess is better than, you know, as you heard the governor mention. I mean, there isn't a governor in this state who hasn't just cringed and feared at the idea that that phone's going to ring and some company's going to buy it and, you know, make a decision from who knows where and decide that, well, little old Vermont put a big giant X through it and it's gone. So that doesn't appear to be the case. I mean, you know, I understand there's some questions about this company, but they do have deep pockets. So it sounds, at least for the short term here, that there might be, as I say, it might really be nothing more than buying time. Let's head over to Morrisville. Richard, good morning.
Good morning. My wondering about this deal is a question of whether this company is buying it to disassemble it, take the equipment, and transfer it to a low a low-income country, set it up there, and produce semiconductor material and chips in mass, and then either sell off or just change the function of the infrastructure. And however, one of the things that calls the question on this is that 10-year agreement with.
Right.
With IBM.
Yeah,
so,
partnership.
But they could be buying chips or could be selling them chips from anywhere in the world. So so that's a kind of question that's going through my mind at this
point.
Yeah,
but I mean, would that make sense since they're buying, they already would have facilities up and running? I mean, you know, the cost of building a new one, I know workers can be cheaper, but wow. I mean, really? I don't know.
Well, you know, these guys are bottom line people.
Yeah.
And they're pencil pushers, and so they're not here to lose money.
Yep.
And and as far as Abu Dhabi, whatever that is, they have no loyalty to anybody, particularly outside of the Arab world. So, you know, it's not easy. Or it's not difficult, I mean, to draw a conclusion in a negative manner. IBM has been very, very poorly managed at the top for quite a while now, and it's gone not just down, but it, as this shows, out. So to the conclusion that one could draw very easily is that this is a raid on another American, basic American industry.
Mm-hmm. Thanks for your call.
Yep.
Let's head down to Randolph. Justin, good morning. All right. Sorry about that. 844-1777, our local number, toll-free 877-291-8255. Moment of your time for our friends at Green Mountain Access. If you're looking for an outstanding local internet service provider, make it our friends at gmavt.net. Easy to reach. You can call them toll-free at 1-888-321-0815. That's 1-888-321-0815. On the web at gmavt.net. If you happen to be in the service area of Waitsfield and Champlain Valley Telecom, talk to them about combining your services into one handy-dandy package. All right, we got Justin back. Justin, good morning.
Hello.
How's it going?
Can you hear me?
Yep, loud and clear. Go ahead.
Okay, so I wanted to back up a little bit. I missed most of your show, but to your noon report from your Washington correspondent in regards to Ebola and her theory on transfer of Ebola. And as she delicately put it, unless we're pooping and vomiting and all over each other, we're not going to get it. But my concern would be those that potentially have been exposed using facilities, restroom facilities, and then other people using those same facilities. There's got to be a large degree of exposure through that process. Would that not be true?
Boy, I mean, really? Do you think so?
I don't know. I've been in public restrooms before, and there's sometimes stuff all over the place, and somebody chooses to sit down and have a sore on them, and I don't know. Wow. I don't know what the I don't know how long that stuff can live for outside the body. So, I would think it would be an opportunity there. That's all.
Well, that sounds. It sounds like a super long shot here, but
well, it happens with other diseases. So,
yeah.
The opportunity is there, that's all.
All right. Thanks for your call.
Thanks. Bye.
Let's head over to Middlesex. Chuck, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, Mark. I was able to catch the governor and the rest of the Dog and Pony Show on Channel 3 Live this morning, and I was interested that he said that, well, there are some outside investors in Global Foundries, so I Googled it. And it comes up, what has happened is the Emirate of Abu Dhabi owns this through something called their Advanced Technology Investment Company. Mm-hmm. And what they are based in the United States, Global Foundries in Santa Clara, California.
Yep.
And what they did was buy up the manufacturing arm of Advanced Micro Devices, AMD. So they have specialized in the super big 300 millimeter chips. So, and that's what they do in Essex, right?
So this isn't, you're not worried some of the concerns we've heard about basically the government, taking over, that kind of thing?
No. Well, I mean, they basically took over Advanced Micro Devices, which was always my favorite processor in a PC.
Yeah.
It is an American company, but it is fully owned by the Emirate of Abu Dhabi. I don't know, is there a national security implication?
Yeah, that's a good question.
As long as we don't lose Abu Dhabi.
right. But, there have been questions, other industries and other businesses that have been tried to be purchased. But, I have to look a little bit more into the regulatory part of this. And what, there are regulatory approvals that are needed. I don't know if they're routine, if there's any sort of any trust issues, competitive issues. I'm not clear. And I don't know whether or not the ownership is a question on this too, but I'll see what I can find out today and report back to you tomorrow. Thank you very much for joining us on the program this morning. Have a great rest of the day. Hope you come back and join us same time, same place tomorrow. This is FM 96.1 WDEV Warren, broadcasting from the top of Sugar Bush and AM 550 WDEV Waterbury, Montpelier. News coming your way next.